So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When you open your Odyssey app and give KISW a follow, there's a little microphone icon you can be on the lookout for, and that is where you leave us a voice message. Steve Miggs, what is happening in that world today?
Are you ready for our first voice message?
I am so ready.
I was listening to Beat Miggs, and you got it wrong when it came to the ghost question with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Technically, there are four ghosts, not three, so Miggs got that one wrong.
Yeah, he did. Oh, wait.
He was visited by four ghosts. Have a great day.
Well, I never heard that one before.
Well, in all fairness, he didn't know that you've been corrected since then, so just so.
So many times.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to our next voice. I can't help that people keep leaving messages about it.
I am just glad that there's some form of quality control out there, because I'm clearly not it.
Yeah, the Beat Miggs police are some of the most honorable members of the law enforcement world. Yes.
Daily Miggs Show. This is Ken and Olympia. This message is for Taryn.
Oh, boy. I wonder what we're going to talk about, Taryn.
I have an idea.
Don't let all those haters beat you up about getting one wrong on Danny's birthday. Tell them to try.
I like how now it's become the Danny's birthday debacle. Well, it's because, you know why? It's because you almost got three perfect ends.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that, and
it's
we
a big
were,
day.
We were really celebrating that, and then no.
And then Taryn ruined it for all of us.
Tell them to try and come up with 30 questions a day, 5 days a week, forever, and see if they ever get one wrong.
That's fair. I've offered the right questions for you. I don't know why you won't take my questions.
Yeah, you'd be great.
Yeah.
Much love. Also, I had a cribbage question. I know it's random. What is considered a regulation cribbage board? I make cribbage boards, and I'd love to send you one, only if it's a regulation one, though. I can send you photos if you'd like. Hit me back.
I love that he makes cribbage boards, but he doesn't know that what the regulation side. So he's just making these, like, you know, these illegal cribbage. I don't know.
I mean, I guess I didn't know that there was anything other than the one that I use. You have 121 pegs per player.
What the?
Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah,
you were just going to say that.
Yeah, we both know
so
that.
So I guess, and you can have, you know, cribbage boards with two lanes for two players or three lanes for three players.
But is there a certain size that it has to be?
No. I mean, I have like mini travel ones, and then I have a coffee table one in my house. So
it doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is, so long as you get the appropriate number of holes in it.
Size does not matter. It's all about the holes.
All right.
Hey, guys. I have an interesting question for you. I was listening to your podcast and using a drive-up ATM. Here's my question. Why is there Braille on the drive-through ATM machine? Hoping you guys can figure this out. Thanks.
Well, it's clearly for the blind drivers.
Well, there could be a blind passenger.
But why would they lean over the lap?
Well, what if they're in the seat? What if they're in the seat behind the driver?
That's fair. Yeah. I think it's just for people who can't see that drive. There's lots of them in Washington.
Like you.
Yes. Where are my readers?
Oh, God.
I missed my exit.
Yeah, I don't know if there is like a reason for that. I always
thought it was because it's like a drive-thru, but it could also be a walk-up.
I thought those were just finger massagers. I just kind of like...
Yes, that's what that is.
Feels so good. Yeah.
Oh, one more voice message. Let's get to, hold on, let's see if we got this one here.
Yeah, technically there's four ghosts that visited Scrooge because, well, there's the ghost of Jacob Marley. Can somebody let Taryn Daly know that?
Yes, somebody can.
Do you now know?
I know.
I don't think she does. What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
What is happening?
Favorite Christmas cookie?
It's Christmas time! But yeah, seriously, what's your favorite kind of Christmas cookie? Mine are those little white balls with the, like, you know, the white balls with the powdered sugar on them. So I don't know what they're called. So
you love the white balls, don't
I
you?
I do. Yeah. If there's powdered sugar, even better.
Aren't they? They're the snowball cookies.
Oh. Is that what they call those things?
I mean, I think they have different names, but that's what I've heard them. Oh, they're Russian tea cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Some people call them, also some people call them Mexican wedding cookies, which means I need to get invited to more Mexican weddings.
Apparently so.
What is your favorite Christmas cookie?
I mean, can I just say Snickerdoodle? I mean, it's the greatest cookie ever, and if you eat it at Christmas time, it probably tastes even better. It
brings the ultimate cheer.
Honestly, though, I have my best friend's family always made rum balls growing up, and rum balls are to die for.
You know what my favorites are? They're called Buckeyes.
What?
Buckeyes. It's the peanut butter ball dipped in chocolate. My wife makes those when she makes Christmas cookies. Her and her family, they make all of them, and they're Christmas cookies, but just like how these are called the Russian tea cakes, for some reason they're called Buckeyes. I guess they're named after the Ohio Buckeye tree because they look like the nut.
Hmm.
I'm a fan of the nut.
I know you are.
What about you, Danny?
Are
you a fan of the nut?
No, I'm not, actually. But have you guys seen these Christmas ones? They do them for every holiday, but they're the Pillsbury ready-to-bake cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. And you buy them. They come in different designs and whatnot. Those are the greatest cookies of all time. First off, you can eat them raw, which is the greatest part. But secondly, they're just so good.
Those are the cookies that we typically get and bake and leave out for Santa.
So none of us said the sugar cookie with, the frosting on it.
I mean, I'll eat that.
Oh, those are fantastic. Why would you say no?
Because it's not my favorite.
What about a gingerbread cookie?
Eh.
I know, we make gingerbread houses, I think, for a reason, because none of us want to eat them.
We throw them in the garbage afterwards.
What about the chocolate crinkle cookie?
Those are bomb, too. I do like those.
These guys.
Oh, that
just helps the people on the radio listen. Like a chocolate cookie with like white frosting on them.
It's like it's powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar. Sorry,
it's always about the white powder.
Okay.
And what about the peppermint bark cookies?
No, I'm good.
That's like on the bottom of my list as well.
Yeah, I don't really like to combine my mint and my chocolate or my mint and really anything. I like mint by itself.
What about those cookies? Are they, I don't know if they're Christmas, but the ones with the, you put those kiss on top of them.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I feel like those
the
are
little thumb. Do they call those like thumbprints? What do they call those?
But you only see them at Christmas.
Yeah, my wife. That's one of the cookies that my wife makes with the family, where it's just like a basic cookie, but with the Hershey's kiss just plopped on top of
it. Why haven't you brought those yet?
That was not what I was going to ask.
Eat them, Danny.
What do we have to do? What do Danny and I have to do to get on the delivery list for your family's cookies?
I'll give you my wife's cell phone number. You guys send her a text. She'll put you on the wait list, okay?
Yes!
I don't know what else to tell you. It's about as long as the Seahawks wait list.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.